Blog Talk Radio.
Big 12 Nation, what's going on? First, before I get into the Sooner preview, I want to talk about the hate that ESPN is doing on our conference once again. All right, first, these nuisance people over there want to say we need a championship game. Then, when we start doing Big 12 expansion, trying to add Cincinnati and try to add Houston, they go in and say, well, we're not going to put this much money towards the Big 12 for the TV contract because we don't think the competition will be great. First of all, that's a damn lie for one, guys. The reason why it is a lie is you remember last year Houston went undefeated damn near, and they just kicked Florida State's butt in a bowl game. Florida State won the national title 2 years prior to that, and a year before that, they were in the college football playoff. And then this past year, they were ranked in the top 10 most of the year until they lost the one game to Clemson. So that's a damn lie because Houston just beat a crap load of top 25 teams. The other reason why it's a lie is because Cincinnati has been ranked in the top 25 numerous times in the last decade. They've also had BCS appearances and have beaten top 25 teams. Now, that's a whole other show I'll have to get into where I talk about the teams that Cincinnati and Houston have played, beat, and the amount of players from Cincinnati and Houston that are in the NFL right now. Sad thing is ESPN tries to control college football too much, and I really think it'd be better when Big 12 and everybody else just separates from them when we can just play football again and not have them. Like, how do you complain about Big 12 expansion? We put teams in there, and then you're saying, no, you're watering down the competition. But Cincinnati and Houston can beat majority of the ACC teams, which Florida State won the title a couple years ago. Cincinnati and Houston could beat anybody in the ACC except maybe Clemson. And Clemson gave Alabama a run for their money. So it's frustrating what ESPN does. I'm sick of their propaganda. They don't like the Big 12 because they know that Texas doesn't need them. They need Texas. And it's a certain way that Texas and Oklahoma and other teams in the Big 12, Middle America, does things, and they don't like it. Now, I'm from the East Coast where it's very liberal originally, but I came to Texas and Big 12 Nation in Oklahoma, and I understood the way of life. Honestly, football saved my life, which has saved more lives than most of these politicians out here trying to make big deal about concussions and all that, but that's a whole other conversation too. My point is, before I get into this Oklahoma Sooners preview, is I'm tired of ESPN trying to control what the Big 12 can do and what they can't do, holding us back from national championship contention. As we saw a couple years ago, and I say this on almost every podcast, we destroyed Ole Miss when TCU played Ole Miss. They don't want a problem with us, so they try and hold us back. Now, Oklahoma Sooners. Coach Stoops has been there for forever. Make a long story short. They asked him if he was thinking about retiring. He said, hell no. I'm only 55. If I was 65, that'd be a different thing. But you forget, yeah, Coach Stoops pretty much got that job when he was about 40. So he got that on perfect timing. So it seems like he's been there forever. But really, he's only been there about, 14, 15 years. So congrats to Bob Stoops for being a great coach and sticking around. But the talk of this whole Oklahoma Sooners roster is two guys. And I know Charlie Strong doesn't have any hair, but I know he wants to pull the hair out that he doesn't have, as corny as that may sound, because guess where both of Oklahoma Sooners stars are from? They're top-notch guys. Samaje Perine, Baker Mayfield. They're both from Austin. Pflugerville, a suburb north of Austin, in the Austin Round Rock metro area, that's where Perine is from. Baker Mayfield is from actually inside the Austin area, Lake Travis. I'm not sure. There's a couple people that went to Lake Travis. I'm not going to comment on it, but we know other quarterbacks that are from the Austin area, Nick Foles and Drew Brees. I'm not sure what high school they went to, so I don't want to say they went to the same one. But the bottom line is Lake Travis is one heck of a high school program. Over there in Austin, right off of FM 620, somewhere in that area. You got to take Capital Texas Highway outside of the city limits to get to it. the inner city limits. But how crazy is that? Is that the studs on Oklahoma are two Austin guys. Now, just imagine if those two guys were at Texas right now. Charlie Strong has tried to rebuild best he can, and he's supposed to finish in the top three this year, but we'll see. Now, Coach Stoops' overall record, he got to Oklahoma in 99. He won a national title in 2000. His overall record at Oklahoma is 179-46. And I thought it was funny as heck when a lot of people tried to say a couple years ago he was on the hot seat for going 8-5. It's like, people, are we serious right now? This guy's won double-digit wins every year. And Oklahoma was down before he got there, and he brought it back up to prominence that it was in the 70s, and we're talking about this man being on the hot seat. Are we serious? Anyway, when anybody gets a chance, make sure y'all check out collegefootballcoacheshotseat.com. It's not the regular coach's hot seat. You actually have to manually type this one in. It won't come up in your Google or Yahoo search. Type in collegefootballcoacheshotseat.com, or you can find the Facebook page. That's usually a pretty good site, and I like to go to them. They definitely talk about who's on the hot list, especially with this year, the guy from Colorado, the guy from Purdue, and obviously Coach Strong has to win with the expectations of Texas. Everybody agrees Charlie Strong is a good coach, and you need to give him 5 years, and Texas will be rolling. But you know how people in Austin are. They're not trying to hear that bull crap. They want to win, and they want to win big right now. So, all right, guys, let's go over Stoops' record. 7-5 his first year, 13-0, 2000, won the Independence Bowl, 1-11-2, 2002, 12-2, 2003, 12-2, 2004, 12-1, 05, 8-4, 11-3, 06, 11-3, 07, 08, 12-2, 2010, 2011, 10-3, 2012, 10-3, 2013, 11-2, 14-8-5, last year, 11-2, college football playoff semifinals. Ran into Clemson, got thumped, but we'll see. They should be good to go with their solid quarterback back and their solid running back. They only lost their they only lost one linebacker, number 19. He was the guy on the controversial video who was pretty pissed off about the whole fraternity thing or whatever, but let's not get into that. There's enough politics going on in the country right now. Let's stick to football and what we all can agree on. Our favorite team, win or lose. Big 12 nation, no matter what. Now, let's see Oklahoma's schedule, guys. Let's see what we got going on here. Coach Stoops always puts together one heck of a test every year. So let's see what the heck we got going on right now. I know last year they played Tennessee, and it was amazing to see them come back. A lot of people thought Tennessee would beat them. I honestly think that's what made ESPN not be able to kick the Big 12 out like they did the year before, because Oklahoma went to Tennessee and kicked Tennessee's butt. When everybody said, oh, this is the year Butch Jones is going to have the Volunteers ready to go, SEC, and then we come in there and say, nah, Big 12. Don't think so. All right, guys, first game of the year is at Houston versus which was supposed to be one of our new additions to the conference, but ESPN is trying to bogart and hate me. These national media people make me sick. That's why we need our own independent media in Big 12 Nation, because we can vouch for ourselves and our region. And at the end of the day, if you don't think we're as good as you quote-unquote think we are, play us then. But this is what we do. Charlie Strong is playing Pac-12 teams in Notre Dame first 3 weeks of the season. And Bob Stoops, another great coach. Houston, first week on ABC, the team that beat Florida State, that won a national title and was in the top 10 the last couple of years. All right, we got a cupcake team at home, September 10th, Louisiana Monroe. But then guess what? September 17th, Ohio State comes in Norman. People, now, if I go into the SEC schedules and y'all see that they play FCS teams and cupcake teams the first 4 weeks, they will not talk about that at all. They won't talk about that because the SEC is great no matter what. But in my opinion, Big 12 is the greatest. But they won't talk about that crap. They only want to talk about how the whatever their name is, the SEC is so good. This is great football bull crap. Look at this out-of-conference schedule. So now listen to Oklahoma's first five games. Houston, Louisiana Monroe, Ohio State, TCU, Texas. If they come out of that 5-0, I guarantee you they could beat any team in the country. So before it's even the middle of October, they've played five insanely good teams. Now, if I go over Alabama's schedule, the first five games, most people will probably laugh. But I'm just saying. So Houston, opening weekend, Louisiana Monroe at home, Ohio State at home, going to be a big game on Fox. TCU, Texas, October 8th. Everybody will be there. I'll be there. You know, big, big party in Dallas. Kansas State, they got them at home. Texas Tech at Lubbock. Kansas in Norman, poor Kansas. Iowa State, November 3rd at Iowa State. Tough in the first half, but they'll pull away. Baylor in Norman should be a solid win November 12th. November 19th, West Virginia at West Virginia will be the last tough test before Thanksgiving weekend. And then after that, we got Oklahoma State December 3rd, as we do every year. And that will be very fun. That will be an exciting game, and Oklahoma State will probably bring a solid record into that. So it's going to be one heck of a season. One heck of a season for the Oklahoma Sooners. They get through that first 5 weeks 5-0. They have a potential with an All-American running back and an All-American quarterback coming back to win the national title. Ohio State has lost Zeke Elliott, who's now in Texas actually playing for the Cowboys. The quarterback, I believe they lost both quarterbacks. They definitely lost Braxton Miller, and they definitely lost the Cardale Jones guy. So Ohio State will be rebuilding, but, you know, Urban Meyer's a hell of a coach, so they'll come out looking good no matter what the result is. But it's some potential there. It's some potential there, guys. So we've jumped around to just about everybody, guys. Remember, a lot of people going to camp this week. I will try and get to as many camps as possible and put some actual video up on the Big 12 Nation website. Also, we got Oklahoma State. Their preview is up next. And I think that's it after that. I think we've got just about everybody. We've got West Virginia. We got Iowa State. We got Kansas. We got Kansas State. We've done Texas. We've done Texas Tech. We've done Baylor. We've done TCU. It's time, guys. It's right around the corner. Absolutely cannot wait till the season gets going and the drama, the fun drama, not the off-the-field nonsense, the fun drama, the on-the-field drama. And it's time, ladies and gents. So Oklahoma State is up next. After that, I will try and go from fall camp to a day just to see the atmosphere on campus. And after that, it's time to do our weekly talk and roundtable. And let's keep the Big 12 Nation fan page going on Facebook and Big12Nation.com. Let's keep it flooded. Anybody send your pictures. Post them to the Facebook page, and we will definitely upload them. And we'll start giving out some prizes, actually. I'm going to do some tailgate prizes. I know you guys like prizes. We'll do some type of tailgate prizes where we give out Chick-fil-A or something simple like that. Big 12 Nation, man. I'll do another show on the whole ESPN and media trying to bogart our expansion, but yet complaining we don't play a championship game. We'll talk about this some other time. Oklahoma State, Big 12 Nation, have a good one. I'm out.